I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
In some
congratulations, Amber.
Teen Mom Amber and musicals for the Tonys, which were on last night. Huge.
Oh, yeah, that song is from Grease, too. Okay, so what I watched on the Tonys last night was just the thing that was on CBS. They did a 4-hour show. But this was so weird. Like, what was the deal for this?
They did not set this up with correct promotion because
it was messy. Weird. Yeah, and then so that I was like, okay, so clearly the actual awards will be on Paramount Plus,
right?
But then the performances will be on CBS, like live.
CBS
so
and
we
Paramount
watched that.
Plus, right?
Right, because I have Paramount Plus, but again, my computer, even with the VPN, knows that it's in Canada, so it gives it to me like a couple hours later. It makes me sweat a bit.
Yeah,
whatever. So we just watched the performances, which me and my mom and Ron were all like, this is really what you tune
yeah,
in for
exactly.
anyway. So, and there was only like 6 awards all night anyway, so.
Right.
We were watching this, but then they randomly showed 2 awards, like just randomly on that. I'm like, what are you doing?
Right, yeah, they sprinkled 2 or 3 of them in, I think, even.
Yeah, and then they do, for Paramount Plus, they have a bunch of extra performances, including, like, I was angry for her, including the Jennifer Holliday and I Am Telling You performance, because that should have been on fucking TV.
Yeah, I didn't see
that. You have to watch it because, I mean, it is arguable. Like, I think me and Nick, when we did Squirrel Friends, we did a Patreon episode that I think is lost forever. Because we deleted the Patreon, and I don't think either of us have access to that anymore. But we did a thing like the top 5 Tony performances ever, and both of us had And I Am Telling You on it. I think it was my number 2. My number 1 might have been The Book of Mormon with Andrew Rannells. But anyway, this is like one of the best Tony performances ever. And she gets to come back and do this. And like the crowd was standing within like a minute.
Yeah.
And they just were standing for the entire thing. Because this is iconic. She got to redo this. She sounds just as good. Like she looks amazing. And they throw this on Paramount Plus. I'm like, this should have been on TV. Everyone should be talking about this.
Yeah.
I was bawling. And then all the awards were on the Paramount Plus thing, but then also another few random performances.
That stinks.
What the fuck were you guys doing? No one knew what they were doing. But let's just throw it right out there. Ben Coleman was on the Tony Awards.
Yeah.
My good buddy Ben Coleman. He was like really causing some heat in the group text.
Yeah, Colin and
you
I have
and Colin
no idea.
Seemed genuinely angry about it.
Well, we're like, who is Ben Coleman?
You seem genuinely mad.
So then I Googled it, and then it was a deceased former NBA or NCAA basketball player. No?
Well, you also could have checked on Facebook on, like...
Oh, so now like I'm supposed to go on Facebook, find a shared friend Seems between easier. The two of you. Seems easier.
You don't have to find a shared friend. Type in Ben Coleman to either me and Nick's page.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. I went to Google, and that's where I found Ben Coleman. Yeah,
well, that was your first mistake.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, he was on there because he's, like, the agent of the guy who won Best Actor in a play, and I was in his wedding.
Boom. What?
That's pretty cool, though.
That is cool.
And then he was texting me, like, while he was at the... I was like, Nick just texted that you were on the awards. And he's like, yeah. And he was, like, texting me. And I'm like, are you allowed to be texting right now? It's pretty funny. But, yeah. So that's pretty awesome. Cool. It was a good night.
So he got to see Jennifer Holliday live, then. In person.
Yeah, I want to ask him about that. I think I'm going to text him. Actually, maybe I'll text him right now.
Actually, you know what? Text him and ask him all about this amazing number.
His football career?
That Leslie Odom Jr. and Josh Groban brought down the house with that comedy skit, right?
I can't, like, I don't understand what his voice... Listen, I think he has an amazing voice.
Of course.
I understand, like, I don't understand what his voice is supposed to be. Because it's not a musical theater voice, but it's also not quite an opera voice. It's just like this.
Let me hear
it's like this. Yes, with your crest. What song did they do?
Well, they sat down. I mean, they were definitely hamming it up. And then that wasn't, I don't think that was the worst number of the night. From what I just watched, there was a rap at the end.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Oh, you're going to want to see that. Led by...
Was that in the Paramount Plus or CBS? Was it led by Lin-Manuel Miranda?
It sure was. It was 4 minutes long. Yeah.
Paramount Plus or CBS?
I don't know, because I didn't finish watching the Tonys because where I live, apparently football trumps all. So everything was pushed by 54 minutes. So when the Tony thing was supposed to be on, it was actually Big Brother was just starting. So I've overlapped all these recordings that I have to catch up to the end.
Yeah, I went to bed like 10 minutes before the end because I was waiting to see Ben Coleman.
Okay.
I went and rewatched Paramount Plus today and I saw him. But yeah, but I mean, my mom's like, well, I'm going to go upstairs and I'll finish the rest of it in my bed. So I heard her watching it in her bed and it was for Geed from Wicked. And I'm like, yeah, I'm glad I didn't stay down.
Yeah, I heard Adina.
But I guess there was...
Or I'm sorry, Adele Dazeem and Kristen Chenoweth.
Was it them? I thought it might have been them. Oh, that's cool. That is cool. I think that the Tonys, I mean, I like that everyone seemed excited to be there and they were clearly trying to sing song. It just seemed a little saccharine.
Yeah.
It's like, okay. Like, none of us are this, like, lame or we're this, like, I mean, everybody.
Well, at the end, you're not going to like that because the rap is that freestyle Love Supreme. It was like the members of it. So it had.
My friend Anissa is in that. She used to work for me at Gymboree.
Well, she might be in it. Go and look.
She was in it.
Oh, yeah. Anissa Fold.
She's okay, that beautiful black girl. Yeah, Anissa Fold.
Wayne Brady, who I know you love. James Monroe.
I do like
James Monroe. Anthony. I don't know all these names. Anthony Veneziale. Anissa Fold. Christopher Jackson. And more. I mean, it's not necessarily my thing. Of course, I'm not going to get all of the references like you would. You know, but it was a little, like you said, saccharine. It was just a little cheesy, you know? Oh, she was incredible. Right. I loved, she was wearing like this sparkly kind of pantsuit thing. It was really pretty.
I think she left Gymboree. She was great. Everyone loved her. She was a music teacher and she was she's like chill, just awesome, hilarious girl. And I think she left to do the Ragtime tour, actually. Yeah, she was Sarah's friend.
Colossal mistake. She could have moved up the ranks at Gymboree, right?
Colossal mistake. Yeah, she could have been a manager like me. But yeah, no, she's, I mean, I'm so proud of her. That's awesome. But what was I going to say? Okay. Keep talking. I'm texting Ben. I'm going to ask him about the Jennifer Holliday. Tell me about experiencing...
Yeah.
The Holiday.
Oh, I would like to hear about the Groban Odom duet. Was it as hilarious in person as it was watching on TV?
Okay.
I mean, it just seems so off the cuff, not planned at all.
I mean,
the improv skills are
hilarious.
Yeah.
He's a sassy bitch like Brooks.
So you didn't see that? You didn't see the two of them singing together? It was all about them going to Carnegie Mellon.
No, that was on... Yes, that was on the one that I saw. I hated that they mixed it up like this. But I think it's that, like, nobody cares about music theater and the general public, so they couldn't carve out 4 hours for this. But, oh, Jesus Christ. And there's a lot of controversy about this Jagged Little Pill thing that I'm not going to comment on because I haven't been following it.
Oh.
But people are very up in arms about it.
Did it win?
The girl that won best... it won for, like, best book, which is apparently not a good book. I don't know anything about Jagged Little Pill. But the girl that won for featured actress is playing a, I think she's just playing a butch lesbian in the show, but it originated as a non-binary role, and then they switched it, and then people are mad, and they're, like, calling for her to quit the show, which I do not personally agree with. Do not come for me, but I don't think that every role needs to be played by somebody who's exactly that exact same character, but fine, whatever. I have no dog in this fight.
Okay.
I'm sure I'm wrong. But she did win, and then she thanked the transgender community and the non-binary community, and people are still mad, so I'm just seeing a lot of stuff on my TikTok pop up today with people screaming at each other and in the comments freaking out at each other, and I was like, I didn't even know this was fucking happening. That's how out of touch with Broadway I am. But there were a lot of, like, a lot of fun, like, they had Move On with Annalee Ashford, who was in the Monica Lewinsky show.
Oh, you recognize hold her? On. Can we just take a moment? Beanie Feldstein?
Yeah.
When she showed up in that green dress, someone needs to help her. Someone needs to help her in the wardrobe department. Did you see it?
Well, I think, I saw it. I think that the fact that she's, like, not a size 4, no one knows what to do.
Right.
And you dress someone who's not really skinny.
Don't do that to her. It was just so
She also doesn't have a bad body.
No,
she's
not
at all. She's got a nice, curvy little body.
It's kind of like what we say about Heather on Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. Like, she's got a nice body, but just the way she dresses, it's like, what are you doing? Come on.
Just shape it better.
Yeah,
no, she'll get there. I mean, she'll get there. She's becoming so famous. I feel like she's in the risk of getting a little overexposed these days, but she seems to be, like, such a delightful person that everyone loves her so much. And
that's good to hear. Yeah. Because
but there were some fun little performances they were doing. Like, they did Move On from Sunday. They did Move On is a weird song to sing also, by the way. It kind of goes... Anyone who watches that for the first time, they're like, what's happening here? Because it kind of goes all over the place.
Okay.
I assume that you didn't really enjoy that performance that much.
You got to remind me which one it was. I was kind of watching it piecemeal.
It was the one with Annalee Ashford and Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh, I haven't seen that one yet then.
Oh, see, because the thing was all fucking
over the place.
I know.
It was jumping all over.
We saw The Greatest Showman and Danny Burstyn.
I haven't seen that yet either.
I like that. Okay.
That's on my second half.
Or no, it wasn't Greatest Showman. It was Moulin Rouge.
I know what you're talking about.
Same thing to me.
The costume is basically the same.
Jagged Little Pill performed. You know what I hated about the Jagged Little Pill performance? Is that, again, I've never seen this thing before, but they did Ironic. And, I mean, it's just, you can see this joke coming from trillion miles away, where she sings, like, the first verse, and then someone in the class is like, that's not actually irony, you're just naming things that suck. Okay, well, that joke was first made in 1998, or, like, whenever the fuck that thing came out, like, the
date. I said that in the backseat of my friend's mom's Taurus after she got her license.
You said it unironically too, probably. I mean, okay.
Right.
But anyway, that one best book, hilarious joke. Oh. But again, there's nothing to choose from. Then we have Aaron Tveit, who was in Schmigadoon, who was the only one nominated against himself. But he had to get 60% of the votes. Like, 60% of people needed to at least be like, yeah, he deserves an award. So I would almost be more nervous to go to attend the awards.
It's embarrassing.
I'm like, it's more pressure that way.
Because
then it's not just people saying, oh, I liked this other person's performance better than yours. It's that I just didn't like you in this, and I just don't think you should get an award. But he got one, thank God.
Well, what are they going to do? The award for best male, whatever. Oh, we don't have a winner this year. And then they just shoot to him going like, womp, womp, womp.
Yeah, because they opened the thing. What would it have said in there?
None.
So fucking weird. Also, I had to sit there and really bite my tongue over my mom and mostly Ron, here's the thing. In Canada,
Wait, hold on, lean in. Lean in, you gotta talk like this.
I don't need, no, oh, it's okay. Fine. I don't want them to fight. No. it's that here we just don't really experience like overt racism like we do in the States.
Okay.
Or homophobia. Like, I think everyone's just kind of, not everyone, certainly not everyone, but at least like my family is just like accepts it, but they're also this weird older generation where they still kind of like feel comfortable making jokes about
right.
it. I'm like, so like when like, you know, like black people come on this mm-hmm. on the stage and, you know, start talking about Black Lives Matter, that's where my mom and Ron would be like, okay, we get it. I'm just like, but like, what am I gonna do? I don't want to be the kid from White Lotus being like, you guys are so teenagers, right? Because like, what the, come on. Yeah, exactly. I'm like, okay, but like I was clearly like annoyed by it, so they stopped doing it by the end, so at least like hopefully I shamed them into shutting the fuck up
right
about it.
Well, and you're also and then sleeping like, under their roof and eating their food, so you have to tread lightly
like,
until you move.
They helped me, like they helped me move, like Ron doesn't have to do any right. of that shit. And like they're again, they're not bad people. They're not racist. They're just like that older generation.
I think we have to give them a little bit of grace. Not a free pass, but just a little bit of grace to give them time to adjust to it. Like my nieces sometimes get upset with my mom because she said something like, oh, Bruce Jenner. Oh, I know he's not Bruce anymore. They're like, oh, it's Caitlyn. She's like, I was just saying, like, I forgot her name. You just got to give me a minute. I'm not against 100%. It, but I default when I think of Caitlyn Jenner, just Bruce Jenner pops in my head because that's what I've known for 50 years.
We watched a thing, a documentary on Netflix about Caitlyn Jenner, and my mom was clearly making an effort to be like they.
Right,
like,
it just takes a minute. Right.
And I remember when I was on my road trip with my dad, God, he said something that was like something that you maybe could have said 10 years ago. Yeah. It wasn't even offensive. I think it might have been the word ghetto.
Okay.
And we were describing our hotel room, and I was like, I'm like, just don't say that. Like, don't right. say that really. Like, you're not gonna. And he's like, well, why not? I'm like, you know, it's just not really, you can't really say that. Like, definitely don't say that in front of any black people. And he's like, what black people? And he didn't even say that to be funny.
Right.
He said that like genuinely, like, I don't know a single black person.
Cause like, where he lives.
I mean,
right?
No, it's 100% true. The only black person I knew growing up was my dentist.
That's wild. Times,
that is the only black person I know.
Wow.
So like, I have to kind of try to just be like, okay, you all just, you're all ignorant, definitely ignorant and very like out of touch with uh-huh. what's really going on in the world. But, and then, oh, and then another thing, they're singing, this, I hated, by the way, I hated this performance. It Takes Two with Andrew Rannells and Tytus Burgess. I hated this performance. I hated it.
I have to see if like, this, I'm gonna have to go and Google these because I don't think I got all of these.
It just did not work. And like, it's not that it was two men mm-hmm. singing. It was that I think they must have done in the original key, and it is a female male duet.
Okay.
And Tytus Burgess was, I guess, singing it in the actual female key. And then Andrew Rannells was singing it the male key, but it was almost too low for Andrew Rannells, and then it was like really high for Tytus Burgess. So it's like,
it takes one. It would be like you and I switching places, me trying to sing and you're.
Well, yeah, but then Tytus Burgess would be like, it takes key, it takes patience and fear and despair. That's the male part, but anyway, it was really just like screechy and then like really too low for Andrew Rannells to really shine, and it was just not. And they were. It seemed very flailing.
Okay.
Like, they both seemed very nervous and just like, what do we do? I guess I'll walk over here and now you walk over here.
You know what the Tonys could have used? James Corden. To just tie it all together,
James
right?
James Corden wasn't in there. He didn't make an appearance.
No. I think he learned.
Someone in his team got the memo.
From you. Someone listened to We Love to Hate Everything and all of our other podcasts.
But yeah, but I mean, it's just, but again, then my mom's like, oh, I love this song. I love this song. Oh, Amanda, you love Into the Woods, Amanda.
No.
And like, oh, I love Tytus Burgess. Or I'm sure she said his name wrong. She's like, oh, he's in that unbeatable show. Like Unbreakable. Oh,
unbeatable.
You know, like that.
That's
I love
adorable.
That show.
Adorable. So, well, speaking of shows
Wicked,
we love.
Oh, I love Wicked. Yeah. Yeah.
Speaking of shows we love, The Masked Singer is back. It's back.
Yeah. Is that all we have to say about the Tonys? You have nothing else?
I really don't. Well, it sounds like I didn't get to see a lot of the things that you saw, so it's hard for me to comment.
Watch both parts.
Like, I only have 30 minutes left.
On what, though? Have you watched
regular CBS? No, I don't have Paramount Plus. So that's what I'm saying. I'm going to have to look
Plus,
it up.
And so do you, because you have my account.
Well, you're going to have to send me.
Someone might as well be using
password.
All right, good. I will geed. All right, so Masked Singer.
Masked Singer.
Here we go.
You guys got to be watching. I love.
My mom and Ron are invested in this shit, too. We are invested.
I love that it's only an hour. I don't know why in my mind I thought it was longer. Probably because I was binging it just 7 episodes in a row. But it's only an hour. The judging in the first episode, because we're just going to be going on episode 3 tonight, or this week, I believe, 3 and 4. The first episode was not bad. I'm like, okay, they probably took some notes. They don't have to be all zany. They made some decent guesses. But man, episode 2, they were bringing out these massive guesses. Where it's always like, oh, it's Oprah. It's Oprah. You guys, I'm pretty sure it's
Michael?
Michelle Obama? You guys, Michelle Obama, right? It's got to be Michelle.
I thought some of the guests, the one the most spot on for me that I am, I'll be so fucking excited if it's true, is the hamster being Jack Black.
Yeah.
I really want
to could see it. I also could
see
Andy
too,
Richter.
He can sing. I can see Andy Richter too, but I want it to be Jack Black. I like Andy Richter, but Jack Black is a singer. I can see he's kind of in that weird lexicon now where like he's big on TikTok
right.
And he seems kind of bored where he is. Like it seems
yeah.
like he would totally do this just for fun.
Yeah, I have to
he would
hear
do this
his...
for like, does he have kids for his kids, for his mom? Or
Jack Black
whatever?
Has kids.
I feel like he'd do it.
Because I see his
I see,
kids
like,
on
I can
his
see
TikTok.
Him doing it for his kids. Yeah, I can see him doing it. And he says like, oh, I'm shaped like a hamster kind of. But like,
right.
But he's like obviously funny. I would die if
he's got physical humor. Yeah, you and I are into the Jack Black. Now we have seen. Let me go down the list. We saw Pufferfish.
Right, that's the one that I was like, oh, I'm taking Pufferfish because remember she was added very last. Didn't seem to matter though.
Yeah, but Pufferfish was good. Pufferfish was very
good. Everyone
was
good actually. Nobody was terrible.
Sang some Doja Cat.
Nobody was Danny Trejo. Yeah,
or Dr. Drew.
Sure.
He was like, I won't give anything for love. He does everything in opera voice.
You keep saying I
right.
want nothing for me.
These boots are made for walking. Hey, that's what I'll do. Whoa. God, it was terrible. Come on. Okay. So Pufferfish was good. Here, we're going to have spoilers here, so if you haven't watched
yeah.
or whatever, spoiler alert.
You need to get invested in this
yeah,
shit.
Get
yeah,
invested.
But yeah, we're, who's winning now, though? I'm winning, technically. But I mean, no one's really winning because we've only seen one group.
Exactly. We're not going to really
I think there's
figure it out to the end.
It's the same group tomorrow, by the way. Then they'll eliminate another, maybe one or two people. And then Wednesday, we get new people, including that pimp of yours, the Mallard.
Mallard.
That was like a preview I saw. Like, here we go. Wednesday, you get to mutinous.
Still, as of today, Thingamajig has been the sexiest piece of thing
can get
ass.
It. Thing will always be.
Okay, well, let's
it.
Just say Pufferfish sang like a Doja Cat song, and she was saying that she was religious and all this stuff. I was thinking maybe Julianne Hough, only because of like the size, was like a petite little. Tiny thing.
Pufferfish?
Yeah, but we know that Pufferfish, Toni Braxton. Didn't see that one coming at all.
Crazy, yeah.
Did not see it.
I felt bad for her.
Yeah, I know.
She's very COVID aware, I feel.
Well, no,
she's
they mentioned
two masks.
Because she has lupus. She's an autoimmune disease. So,
oh.
And that's why Nick Cannon said, you and I have the same thing. They never said what it was, but I know that she has lupus, so I'm assuming he does too.
Okay.
So she probably... Maybe couldn't get the vaccine or whatever.
It's very sad when, like, a real famous singer goes home early because it's like, oh, no, they're, like...
She was really good, and she sang with
the
masks and everything.
I think that would be really devastating, especially if you used to be famous for singing, and then you get voted off.
Well, the judges were shocked, too.
Yeah. Well, they always act shocked, though.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I did not say that comment.
Yeah. Whoa! Biggest upset in Masked Singer history. Okay, then we had Mother Nature. Mother Nature's costume was beautiful.
Yeah.
Right? I was...
Yeah, it was fine. You could tell...
As soon as they started singing, like I was like, oh, fuck.
No, I disagree, because I think this looked like a costume of somebody that is that they knew was going to go home in the first half. You can always... I think Bebe is going home in the first half, too, because just such a shitty costume. Whereas Mallard... Like, look at, like, Wayne Brady's fox costume. How intricate that thing
Speaking
was.
Speaking of, that's the clue that gave it away for me. Because Mother Nature, in her little clue package, there was a picture of Wayne Brady. And I was like, oh, Wayne Brady was the fox. This is Vivica A. Fox.
Oh! See, I'm so
Before
bad
Before I even
clues,
heard a God, voice, I'm like, why else would Wayne Brady be on here? So instantly,
Vivica
before
A.
they
Fox,
even...
I just didn't, yeah, I didn't see that coming either. It was a really bad choreography, too. She was like, I'd be like, no, I'm not doing, like, bopping all these things on the head. While I'm singing.
Well, there's not much she could do. She was a freaking tree.
Like face forward.
She's Mother Nature. I still thought it was a beautiful costume. Reminded me of Moana with the...
Well, but her song was I'm Coming Out.
Yeah, it was I'm Coming Out.
And then
out.
The theme is that... And then it's the theme is that she's... What is that called? Like whack-a-mole. She's playing whack-a-mole.
Yeah.
Has nothing to do with anything.
Well,
just sing it. Just stand in the center and sing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. But I don't know. I enjoyed it, okay? I enjoyed it. Maybe probably because I knew who it was.
It's because that's your team. And it's your team.
Well, I knew she was going to be going home. I mean, I knew without a doubt. I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to suck this first round. We also got to meet... Oh, okay. And obviously, Mother Nature went home. We got to meet Bull, right? Who's on your
Bull?
Team? The Bull.
Oh, the Bull.
Bull. B-U-L-L.
It sounded like you said bowl.
No, the bowl.
Like a bowl of soup.
Bowl saying drops of
yeah,
Jupiter.
I feel very confident about Bowl.
You think you know who Bowl is? You have any guesses?
No, I just feel confident that he's going to stay for a while.
Bowl will be in there for a while. Bowl can sing. Bowl's got some
notes. I think
he's
like a Lance Bass or a Joey Fatone. He's
Whoa,
just a boy band.
Okay, I did not guess that. I'm going with like a Cisco vibe.
Oh, you think he's black?
I just get Cisco.
I'm getting white boy vibes from him.
Mm.
Not in a bad way. But I'm getting maybe it's someone from Boys to Men.
Oh.
It's a good singer.
Yeah.
It's somebody who clearly was in a boy band. He danced.
But then it's like he kind of went away because they said it sold tons and tons of records and then haven't been able to get back into it or back to that level.
So maybe it's Boys to Men, but...
And they're short.
Really
the person is short. And I looked up the height because Nick Cannon is like, well, it says 6 foot. So I'll say 5'10". Yeah, exactly.
And
Cisco is like 5'7" or something.
Oh, okay.
Because...
Why do you think it's Cisco?
It just sounded like Cisco. Like, dong, the dong, dong, dong. Oh. I don't know.
Oh, does he sing thong?
No, he didn't sing thong. Oh, Cisco sang thong. The thong, thong, thong,
yeah.
Right? Yeah. It just sounded like that to me.
Okay.
All right. Then we also had Skunk. And Skunk is stumping me here. They were saying that they got
a full ride.
It's a girl. She got full ride.
You missed my joke.
She's skunking me.
Railroaded my hilarious joke. She's skunking.
You're real Ashton Kutcher, you. She got a full ride. There was something with like a golf club. She had to put her dreams on hold. That she had kids, perhaps.
Yeah, she had a bebé.
So I... this shows how old I am. This is going to be probably that three-year age gap. But there... Okay, so you know how Skunk's got these long nails? And there was a hint that said something like... Seoul, Korea, 1988. And I was thinking like Olympics, right? And so then I was thinking with the long nails, maybe, God, I'm going to sound like Jenny McCarthy, Jackie Joyner Kersee.
Who's that?
I knew it was going to be that three-year age gap. She was like the runner, like the Olympic runner, and she had the long nails.
Oh.
Okay, well.
I don't think it's
I
a three-year age
it
gap,
is.
It's that Olympic gap. That
well, no,
I don't
think it
is.
And then I started thinking, I don't know why, but maybe Awkwafina, only because I feel like I've heard that person.
No. It is so not Awkwafina. Awkwafina wishes.
Okay.
People are guessing Gloria Gaynor, who, again, like, there's no way that's Gloria Gaynor.
But there's something that's got to be, like, the
80s. I just think that Gloria Gaynor has such...
You would know that
Gloria
voice.
Gloria Gaynor has such a specific voice. Yeah, it's a I Will Survive.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then people guess Faith Evans.
Oh. Maybe. I could
Anita
see
Baker.
That.
Anita Baker. I can see Anita Baker.
Faith Evans, I could see, maybe.
And the Tina Turner. Okay. Tina Turner sounds like Tina Turner.
Well.
It's not fucking Tina Turner.
It could be. You never know. All right. How about Hamster?
No, Tina Turner, I would put with, like, Chaka Khan or Patti LaBelle, where you know that voice the second you hear it. Okay, so.
Okay, and then we also met Baby. Oh, okay. Baby is obviously in a baby costume because they're the opposite of a baby. Like, this person is 1 foot in the grave. This has got to be someone who's for all, I mean, let's just say, like, it's obviously an old guy because they can barely walk.
I think it might be like Burt Bacharach.
Yes.
Someone like in that realm.
Yeah, yeah. I'm with you there. I was thinking at first, I told you this, Ozzy Osbourne. Because he.
It's not Ozzy Osbourne, though.
Listen, back in the day, he could have a crooner ish voice. I remember, like, they had
but
him sing
can
some
now.
Stuff. I know. But I also agree with you where it is, like, in a Tom Jones.
Yeah.
Yeah, something in that realm.
Neil Diamond. Like that. God, my mom thinks it's Neil Diamond.
Oh, I got to hear.
I would love it with Neil Diamond.
Oh, my God. I would too. I'm obsessed with Neil. Okay. All right. I'm going to write that down.
Yeah,
who else
baby,
do we have? I think that was it, right?
Octopus.
Oh, Octopus went home. I had no clue. Obviously, I knew it was going to be someone sporty because they're super tall. Not as tall as Shaq.
It was Dwight Howard.
Something in between. So I'm like, okay, obviously it's got to be a basketball player.
He was really tall, though. Like he was real
tall. And also real hot. He was so...
Yeah. I was like, Jody's going to
whatever,
like that.
Whatever he does, I'm going to be his biggest fan. Is he basketball?
Yeah, I think.
Oh, my
sure.
God. I mean, when he smiled... When he smiles, I smile. When he sang, I sang.
All right. So I'm taking a pufferfish off of my
yep.
list. So now you have... Oh, you
I'm down two. I'm down two and you're down one.
Okay, so I have Pepper, Hamster, Cupcake, Dalmatian. Did we see Cupcake?
We have not seen Cupcake yet.
Okay, Pepper, Hamster, Cupcake, Dalmatian, Caterpillar, Bull, and Jester.
That's right.
Jody has Mallard, Heart...
Queen
heart
of Hearts.
Heart.
Yep.
Queen of Hearts. Bebe, uh-huh. Skunk, Banana Split, who's a duo, and Beach Ball.
Beach Ball is going to be someone else who can't walk very well, who's not very steady on their
feet.
Yeah,
bait. It's going to be bullshit. Yeah, I mean, it's going to be hilarious. I can't wait for Beach Ball. Maybe Beach Ball takes the whole show, though.
Oh, you know what I just thought of? Because those Huff kids, not my own, Julianne and Derek, they're real thirsty
uh-huh.
and real annoying. I could see them being a Banana Split duo. Because they'll be, like, dancing and swinging each other around, and
yeah,
they both want to have...
They do sing, too.
Oh, yeah. They want everyone to know that they can sing, they can dance, they can act, and they're the worst. Although, that might be a conflict of interest, because I think the
Dueling
Derek...
Stations.
Yeah, I think Derek is a Dancing with the Stars judge, which, by the way, I need to watch that, too. I need
I
to see
she
what's
was
going
also
on.
She was a
professional.
Well.
Yeah.
Okay,
so there,
well,
we,
there
go.
We go. But it's on... Tomorrow and Wednesday. I start my new job tomorrow. I'm working a 12-hour shift. 7 to 7.
Wow.
I'm like, great.
You're
going
to start to
great.
Feel exactly like all of our girls on Young and Pregnant and Teen Mom. These hard workers who are just, I mean.
Oh, my back. My back.
Pedal
to
the
get,
metal.
Like,
these girls are working hard just like you. Up early.
Suck. I'm going to be very overwhelmed. They're starting me off in the small dog area, which is, you know, a quaint 35 dogs are there tomorrow. So she's like, I just need to make sure you're in charge of all of them. I'm like, well, none of them know me. And I'm going to be, it's going to be a
fucking oh, you're fine.
I don't know.
If I could teach.
Am I?
If I can teach 35, you know, 9-year-olds, you're fine. You got this. They're puppies. How hard can it be?
It's going
to suck. Well, I love you.
It's a good job. I have a job. I only work 2 days a week, and it's good. It's good. All right, what are we moving on to? Teen Mom?
And, young and Pregnant. Let's knock this out. You guys, this show sucks. I don't know how this is even on the air. I hate Young and Pregnant so much.
Yeah, Young and Pregnant, that's not... There's no way that's... Well, they keep taking all the people that are interesting and throwing them on Teen Mom 2, like Jade and Ashley. So...
Oh, and Cheyenne? Was she on Young and Pregnant?
No, Cheyenne was on nothing, and she wasn't a teen mom either. She just was related to Courtney.
All right, so let's talk about Rachel first, because I'm starting to see why people don't like the Beaver Girls. Is that their name?
The Beavers, yeah, the Beavers.
They're just real out of touch and annoying delusional and dumb and kind of sloppy. Don't look like they shower, like they really give a fuck about anything.
Especially Rachel's hair looks like she sprays it. Like there's lots of hairspray in there. It's like Leah's hair in season 5 of Teen Mom.
Yes,
when she had the purple hair.
But
it just looks like there's toothpaste in it.
Correct. And she went with like a scrunchy wave, but now it's flattened out, and it's been 3 days since she washed her hair, and it's just super greasy up top.
And she'll toss some dry, like, she'll live on dry shampoo for 6 days.
Oh, it's so gross. It's just really depressing. So she's now living with her mom still, because that whole thing with her sister fell through, and she's like, oh my god, I just... the stupid giggle, like she's 5 years old. Ugh. She accidentally just called one of her hoes, which I guess means boys these days. That's what the millennials call their boyfriends, their hoes. So she's starting to see one of her exes, Cody, who she thought was the one. And she got pregnant, but then she miscarried. Yes, that's sad. And Cody was like a jerk back then, and they broke up and they would fight all the time. But now he's back wearing a shirt that says, "Y'all need Jesus."
Yeah, I saw that.
And a shower, right? Y'all need Jesus and a shower. A job.
Quote one Bible verse for me, Cody.
Oh my God. And listen, he's learned a lot since their relationship. Like, he even tells Rachel,
he's a sweetheart.
When you're not a,
he's really mature.
When you're not a bitch, you're pretty sweet and great sometimes.
When you're not being a total bitch.
So, nice. Needless to say, nice. They've agreed that they're going to make it last this time. So later, her mom comes home and she's like, "So I done dare when I got home, I saw Cody running from the house. You back together with him?" And she's like, "Yeah, but
so giddy.
I know what I'm doing. I mean, like, I just think he can change for the better. Like, it's going to be perfect."
Her mom's like, how many days this week you been hanging out with Cody over there?" I'm like giving them like a Louisiana accent.
I think she sounds like that.
Like every day. It's okay. I got this.
She's like, "Go put whatever's her name, Hazley, to bed. Go put her to bed. She's like trying to talk and hug me. Go give her a nap." It's like anytime the kid comes around, they just throw him in the room with a bottle. All right, now Kayla. Finally gets in this fight with Stefan's mom that we've been teased with, but also we've seen the entire thing play out about 5 times already.
I'm uncomfortable for her and what she's layers. Wearing. It's so bulky.
Sweater a sheepskin lined denim. Fleecy. Nothing's breathing at all.
Well, but she's wearing a regular clothes, and then she has a zip up, just army green fleecy. Mm-mm. Then she has a denim thing with fleece on it. I'm like, there's no way it's that cold.
God, my sensory system is rejecting.
Jen Shaw was wearing less than this at Ice Fishing.
Imagine that fleece on fleece friction. Oh, that's like newspaper running together. Oh, I don't like it. So anyway, she gets in a fight with Stefan's mom, and they're screaming and yelling, and
she's a piece of shit. Like, she's a literal piece of trash under my feet. I fucking hate her.
Well, she went there for a fight. She absolutely went there for a fight.
And look, sorry that Kayla's calling you out, but you raised Stefan.
Yeah.
You raised Stefan. And also, Jody, you didn't watch the first couple seasons, but like, he beat Kayla.
Oh, cool.
Like, he grabbed her out of a car and like beat her like to a pulp. He's a great guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they should definitely try to make it work. I mean, I don't see why.
No, I
don't see why Kayla would have a problem. Jesus.
Yeah.
I do.
But Kayla's, this is very much a Chelsea storyline where now she has this great guy and she has like her own like call, and she just wants Stefan to go away. But unfortunately, that legally is not how it works.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you did pick him at some point. That sucks that he ended up being a jerk, but that kind of goes with the territory of getting with someone and having a baby with them. I do like Luke's sister. I like her. I think she's got the potential to be like a Britney. DeJesus. Yeah. I like her a lot.
She was the level-headed one in that fight. She's like, look, I understand what you're saying, Stefan. Well, let's get to that.
Well, here. We're here.
Well, so Stefan's mom, like, freaks out because she's really mature. And she's, like, threatening to punch everyone on set, basically. Sure. And Kayla calls Stefan. And she's like, your mom put her hands on me. Which, did she? I didn't really see that happen.
There was, like, a scuffle.
I mean, you made contact.
She went to lunge, but she wasn't...
And then Kayla fell out of her seat, which is super embarrassing. But that was not... that I call that a draw.
Yeah.
That was just, like, an awkward, like, reach.
And Kayla did throw money at her face. And that's a little...
Right.
Which, I mean, I would have held on to my own money, but whatever.
Me too. And then Stefan, she calls Stefan and she's like, well, your mom put her hands on me. And Stefan seems genuinely angry, but I don't trust any man ever. So, like, whatever. I think he just might be a good actor.
Yeah.
Then he shows up and he's, like, yelling at his mom. And he does go over to Kayla and say, but this is the thing is I'm seeing online, everyone's like, I'm so proud of Stefan. Like, he's so mature now. I'm like, he did bare minimum. He apologized. He said, I'm sorry you had to experience.
Yeah, after the fact. Like, she wouldn't have even had to be there with your mom had you been around for the last 2 years.
And Luke's sister's there, and she's like, Stefan, I'm hearing what you're saying right now. I don't think Kayla can receive it right now, because she's still kind of, but, like, she will. She'll receive it later. And Stefan was being nice and calm, but again, this is compared to the first two seasons where he's a fucking piece of shit.
Yeah.
So I'm not really that impressed with him. I'm like, oh, you're acting like a mature adult?
Yeah.
Amazing.
It's nice that he said that, but it's easy to come in and be the hero and be like, Mom, stay back. I'm sorry for her. It's not that hard.
Yeah.
You know? All right.
I mean, he seriously sucks.
Let's touch quickly on Kaya. And her son, Amor. I just have to say, the length of her lashes grosses me out. When anyone has eyelashes that long, I just picture like dust and dander and things getting on it, and then it being close to your eye, and I just feel like it would hurt or feel heavy. It gives me a lot of anxiety.
Yeah, you always, whenever you're in like a show in theater, you usually are required to wear eyelashes, and I always get the smallest ones ever, and even then I like can't see anything. Like, you can't see, like, if you look up, you just, all you see is, like, lashes. I can't even, I'm like, what is your line of vision here?
Right. And just for every day, just hanging out. I mean, obviously, she's on camera, so maybe she's, you know, doing herself up for MTV, but it just seems like a lot.
Between the eyelashes and the nails. Like, how are you even functioning in society? Like, you shouldn't be allowed to drive.
Right. We've talked about this. How do you wipe yourself with nails that long?
Yeah.
It's hazardous. So anyhow, that all said and out of the way, all the important stuff out of the way, she's going to meet with Xavion's mom, Carla, and her ex, Tieza, who they're still on good terms. They're like friends, I'm assuming.
Yeah,
because Tieza's been around in Amor's life. Tieza considers himself, themself.
No, I think Tieza is just... considers herself she
identifies as she. I'll say that Tieza considers themselves Amor's dad, and I hope that they're around all the time, and it seems like Amor
I don't see it happening though,
really?
They're like 20.
Oh, okay. See, I don't know all this backstory.
I don't see this happening.
So Carla reaches out to Kaya and wants to see the baby. She wants to see Amor.
Elaine, you gotta see the baby.
So they meet for dinner, and at first it seems like they're gonna pop off on each other. It's tense.
Yeah.
Like, they're both ready to go. But I gotta say, I like Carla. She was very likable to me. Maybe I'm naive.
Yeah, but she also like, I think, like, shoved Kaya while she was pregnant and told her, you need to get an abortion.
Oh, awesome.
But I mean, I guess people should be forgiven for stuff if they really are sorry for it. Everyone says shit that they don't
Or mean. Maybe she knew that her son was going to be in prison for the next 4 or 5 years and she was going to be doing this on her own. And if it weren't for the show, what kind of position would they be in? Anyway.
I feel like Kaya might not have been that innocent in that situation. She didn't really try to de-escalate the situation, possibly.
Yeah, because she did show up. She was ready to... to fight if she had to. And even her mom later is like, well, I still don't trust her. Don't go around her. Her mom's kind of hyping her up to fight with Carla. But Carla seemed super nice. And she told Kaya that Xavion's got her name tattooed on his hand. And then she just lit up when that little Amor came around, where she's like, is he walking? Oh, have a walk over. And that was so sweet. And she knew how to kind of interact with him and make him comfortable. And when he took off his little hood and he had this adorable hair, I just think he's, oh God, that little boy's face is so cute. I love him. I'd take him.
Yeah, no, he's cute. It's fine.
You're like, yeah, I don't get it at all.
He's not, he's he doesn't have jam all over his face, so I'll take him.
Oh, I just think he's so, oh my God, so cute. All right. Brianna, this bitch, I can't stand. I know you can't stand her mom, but
she is getting a she's getting a bad edit for sure. They're giving Jessica more of a nice edit.
Well, I'm not even thinking Jessica is this amazing mom and like, wow, I could go to lunch with her. I'm not even getting that at all. I just think Brianna needed Mama Jody's boot camp like 15 years ago. Like, I would have gotten this girl where she needs to be because, like, she could have a really good work ethic. She's, to me, I've had students like this where you can kind of see this kid going either way. Like, either they could be really driven and have a goal in mind and go for it, or the complete opposite and really mess it up. I know that's super vague to say, but I'm sure a lot of teachers and stuff out there, you understand what I'm saying, where you're like, oh, they're really a good kid deep down, but they can make really stupid decisions.
They're right on the cusp.
And I think that's what Brianna's doing. She's just getting caught up in her own I want to be a grown-up mood that she's in, or phase that she's in, and losing sight of everything else. Where if she could just be like, yeah, my mom and I don't get along, she drives me crazy, but I just need to, like, put my head down and listen to the shit I don't want it to listen to until I can save up and get out on my own.
But I would argue that that's what she's doing. She's paying her rent, she's paying the bills, but then she's spending as little time around her mom as possible, and she goes and hangs out with her friends. So what else can she do?
She can control herself when she's around her mom. Like, she really did snap at her mom for nothing. Her mom said, whoa, because she was,
in the car. Yeah, I know. That was... That
and I have a feeling that is probably a good majority of the time, is that she's blowing everything up because then she likes to go to other people.
She's looking for reasons to be pissed off.
Yeah, exactly. Which is really an immature thing to do. And listen, we all do it. We've all, like... I mean, you're living in your mom's house right now. Well, in between moves. I've done it before. Exactly. And I have a husband and kids. I mean, we all get it. But sometimes you just have to be like, okay, we're two different people. And if I'm so mature, like I'm saying I am, let's have a civil discussion without blowing up. But Brianna just really brings it to a whole other level. Mm-hmm. And where mom's like, anything that you say, if you need help with something, I'm there. She's like, what do you do for me? What do you do for me? She's like, food, if you want to go out, if you need this. And I'm sure she watches the kid a lot. And then Brianna's response is, okay, well, then just don't do it. Don't do it for me.
Well, have fun then.
Yeah, exactly. She's just very immature to me. Okay, so now Madison with Camille, her daughter Camille. She works at a very, very sad pizza place.
I think this might be her dad's, or her dad. This might be her last episode.
Really? For real?
Because next episode we meet the new girl. Wrapped up Madison's storyline. Yeah.
Why? Just because she's got nothing going on?
Up Madison here. Yeah, just because she's like, well, yeah, no, we're moving to Ohio, and great.
I was just going to say, it really is like her dad's dating story is what we're watching in this episode.
Yeah.
That was it. And I actually really like whatever her name is, Christina.
I do too. And Christina. It's the Christina effect. Name of every, and the dad is just like kind of our type.
Yes.
But with like really patchy hair. But like the Arkansas version of our type.
Yeah. Our type, except he probably votes along a different line.
Oh, yeah.
But he actually seems like a nice guy. Yeah, but really that was just it. It was like seeing her dad, very happy to see his girlfriend. They have crackers and cheese and champagne. And then they go and find her an apartment so they can be like, get out, see ya, we're going to live on our own.
Yeah.
Good luck like, with
we're
that.
Gonna, I have a surprise trip planned. We're going to go look at apartments for y'all.
Exactly.
Alone.
Yeah. And that was it. That's why the show just kind of sucks. Sorry. Okay, now Teen Mom. Let's jump into this here.
Because what I think happened with Madison is that they were planning on more drama, and then the boyfriend was like, "I'm not playing this game." She put glitter all over my shit and tossed it into my yard in a garbage.
That was the last straw, huh?
So I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
So,
oh,
good. All right, what did you say next?
Teen Mom. That was it. That's it of the girls.
That was it. Are you sure?
Yeah, it was Rachel, Kayla, Kaya and Brianna and Madison. That's it.
Wow. See, we've gotten a few reviews again saying they just speed through it. I was not trying to speed through. I was trying to think of other stuff to say during that. There's nothing happening
with these five girls. There's nothing happening. They all sit home and they're like, what we're going to do is go look at apartment.
It's like watching My Life, but with no kids. Yeah.
It's not great. But we're building up to DeBella DeBall. So let's breeze through Kate and Tyler here because they're really just doing good all in all. He went and he had his
doing therapy speech. He's also very intense. She's like, so tired. What was it like? Like, were you really tired? And he's like, no, I wasn't tired at all. It was crazy. I didn't get any really huge, like, you know, like things where I was like seeing God or something. But, you know, I'm like, okay.
He's like, I didn't see God or anything, but I did see like myself as in my childhood. And I was like this 9-year-old kid. But then I also saw this other thing that's called my shadow side. My shadow side was like lifting up me. And then I'm like, I was lifting up it. And we were like looking. And then my therapist said like, oh, that could be like a stamp of healing. So that it like, because I just want to be a really good dad. It's like,
right. It's like, are you
sounds
still
like exactly? I was just gonna say, sounds
are you
like
now on cocaine?
You're still coming down.
Did they give you a scrip of cocaine?
The
for
script's
after
coming on Tuesday.
My scripts. You can give you some scripts.
I mean, can you imagine Tyler high and hallucinating?
I don't even mind this kind of treatment. This kind of seems cool. Like, I know I'm seeing a lot of stuff online of people being like, oh, well, this is, what is this, keratin treatment? Or
ketamine.
Ketamine.
Remember
keratin?
Special K, Project K?
Yeah, but what's keratin?
Keratin is what's in your hair, in your nails, in your bones.
Ah,
and actually,
indeed.
Did you know that horn on a rhino is actually keratin? If you were to cut it off and look at it, it would just look like thousands and thousands of tightly packed strands of hair.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. The more you know.
What about whatever. I was going to talk about. I bought Walter a fucking sheep horn that he really
likes. Oh, really? Okay.
As well. It's probably keratin. But I think this is interesting because it's not like they're not prescribing you drugs to walk away and just like fucking go out into the wilderness and like drop acid. Like you're sitting there in the room.
In the therapist, right.
And the doctor is sitting there like monitoring you. I think that's cool.
It kind of sounds like a version of ayahuasca, sort of.
Yeah.
You know, like you're using it to access things that you couldn't normally get to when you're fully conscious.
But it's not like you're not in danger. Like you are literally being monitored by doctors.
Right.
Like they're checking you. So why not? I mean, great. And it's also Tyler. It's not like Tyler's just doing this out of nowhere. They both have been doing a bunch of shit. Like, they're trying. Caitlin, I think, has done more than Tyler.
Right.
But
listen, people...
I mean, why not?
When EMDR, is that what it's called? EMDR? When that first came out, people were like, what? What is this? Like, you're looking at a light and, like, touching. And that was kind of a weird thing. And now people, I mean, they swear by that it's extremely effective. So, I think...
If it works, he seems to be excited. I mean, he seems really excited about it. Oh my god, it was like crazy, Caitlin. Oh my god. No, I didn't. No, I just like, I had any like huge, like, you know, like ideas, but you know, I saw myself as a 13-year-old kid and I held my hand. I held my own hand.
Right. Hey, but listen.
She's like, oh.
Just like
great
we
day.
Say with Leah Shirley, you have to be open to therapy for it to work. So if this is the type of therapy that Tyler's excited about and wants to try and is super open to it, it's going to be more effective no matter what because he's interested in it. So sure, whatever he wants to do.
I also think, like, behind the scenes, like, I think both of them are very, very good. Like, they've figured out the system on how to be on camera. Because Tyler, in these earlier seasons that I've been covering, he does have a major, like, anger management issue.
Oh, yeah.
So I think Caitlin in her head is like, you know, whatever works that you're not going to scream at the dogs tonight. Like, you know.
Right.
And I don't think he's a bad guy. He just really is, like,
he needs super to get anxious.
On the right scripts. Yeah, he needs to get on the right prescriptions and therapy.
Right.
But they're both great people. I love them.
I know. Okay, well, we have got to get to this next scene because this was a huge part of the episode.
Okay.
There's a box in the pool.
What? Oh,
there's a box in the pool.
I must have blinked by accident.
Yeah.
This was a scene that there was a box in the pool.
There's a scene that there is a box floating in their pool, and Caitlin and her friend have to pull it out.
Remember that scene, like, a couple seasons ago where they lost all the ducks, and then the ducks came back, and Caitlin's like, where's that little yellow one? And Tyler's like, he's probably dead, honey. It was a very genuine moment. He's probably dead, honey. Sorry. But it's true. He probably was dead.
Well, after this one, I'm like, okay, so we're obviously not going to get a lot more... I don't know, drama from them this episode if we have a whole there's a box in the pool thread going on. So,
I mean,
that's pretty much it, right? I'm still
waiting on pins and needles for that whole tax fraud storyline.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on to another fun storyline, Macy.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
And her PTSD.
Well, I mean, the Edwards are out now, I think. Like, this is...
Yeah, I know. I mean, we wanted it, but we didn't want it, right? We wanted Ryan, but we didn't want Ryan.
Can I say something controversial?
You don't like the color teal.
No, actually, that's one of my favorite colors.
Okay, thank God.
Mint.
Oh, okay.
Mint
okay.
is my favorite color. I think she might be playing this up a little bit.
Okay.
Do you not think so?
I think she has nothing else to do, really,
so she's kind of
playing.
I think that she definitely has PTSD.
Yes.
But I think that she's like, this will be a great story for this season.
Absolutely.
Sorry, but like, that's, this, you've been doing this for 10, 11 years.
There's nothing else to talk about.
This is your job. You're thinking of this.
I was going
to
say, whether it's conscious or subconscious, she's got to lean into it a little bit. Like, this is what's going on, so I really got to lean into it and show you guys something. Right. I got to give you something to film. So it's all about her not being able to go to the gas station to pump her gas. So,
I mean, hey, this is really cunty and I'm going to hell for saying this. I would love to have a reason to never have to pump my own gas.
Well, I know, it's kind of like, I mean, that's like,
Dave,
fine.
Can you go pump my gas? And like, he can't say no. I don't think he's a total asshole, right?
He's ever gone and got gas for me. He's come home and it's been on empty. Where I'm like, God damn it, that light was not on the last time I got in this car.
It's like, I don't even know if I'm going to make it to the gas station.
You want to hear the worst story? See, now I'm starting to realize like all the things that happen in my life to let me to lead me to this point where I choose these kinds of people to be in my life. I mean, I love them to death, don't get me wrong. But now I'm remembering my brother. I was in high school and I had a part-time job as a receptionist at, get ready for this one, Supercuts. Don't mean to brag. And
Daphne loves Supercuts. Some great smell.
Oh, my mom still goes.
$6 for a haircut.
Yeah, she just likes this one gal. She's, you know, just trim it up. And I had to, but we like shared a car, which was my grandma's because after she had passed away, it was a 1976 Plymouth Scamp avocado green metallic with a cream ragtop two door. It was
a
freaking tank. It was ginormous. It had not even 15,000 miles on it. And this was in 1997, 98. So you can just imagine my grandma never went anywhere. Anyway, this thing was massive.
Oh, yeah. That's the best thing is inheriting a car from your grandparents because they know.
Oh, I mean, the front seat was like a bucket seat. So like you turn and this thing, you just slide. It was huge. And I was had to go to work. And I asked my brother, do you have gas in the car? He's like, oh, yeah, there's gas in the car. I'm like, oh, because it's
empty. I'm looking at the car right now. I just Googled
it. It's huge, right? So it's a beast.
Oh, it's a tank. Yeah, I mean, if a train crashed into you, you might survive.
Oh, I would stop the train. The train would just come to a stop. Actually, the guys that bought it, it was these two... they were actually really nice, and we ended up like kind of building a relationship with them because they were looking at the car for so long before they actually bought it. They bought it and they like souped it up and they put like those hoopty wheels where it's like boom, like the low rider things where it would go up and down. Ooh, anyway, it was kind of funny at the time. Anyway, so I was driving and I saw that the needle was on empty. I'm like, Chris, is there gas in the car? He's like, oh yeah, the needle's just like broken. Yeah, well, it wasn't. And I was driving home on Naperville Road, if you guys are in the area, you know, like, it's not a super busy road, but, I mean, it's like four lanes, right? Ran out of gas, had to push that car by myself around a corner, actually two corners, into a parking lot, and I had to go into it was like a Zales jewelry shop and ask to use their phone, because, again, the 90s, you didn't have a cell phone.
I've ran out of gas a few times, and every time I never have the actual gas tank thing. Oh, so once I get to the gas station, I have to buy the gas tank thing.
And then fill it up. Anyway, so I'm a little triggered with running out of gas.
Can I chime in here? Ben Coleman.
Oh, yes,
the infamous, just wrote me back where I was like, tell me about the Jennifer Holliday experience, the Groban Odom duet. And he said, I mean, it's one of those things where we all lie to ourselves to believe that it's more mind-blowing than it was. But it was amazing to see her do it live. Wheels of a Dream, on the other hand... Oh, I didn't realize anyone did that.
Okay. Maybe that's what they sang?
Wheels of a Dream, on the other hand, that was just straight up amazing. Oh. Okay, so I guess somebody did Wheels of a Dream. Wheels of a Dream, which is from Ragtime, which is one of my favorite shows. All right, so that's good. I love how he's like, yeah, no, it was fine. That's good.
That's kind of how my story went with my pushing the car. All that to say, you can fill your own gas tank. Like, I think it's fine. I get it. It's a little scary for her. But if Taylor's offering to fill up her gas tank and go with her, I think you'll be okay.
I feel like I would not want to go back to that gas station.
For sure.
Ever.
For sure.
I don't think you even need to.
No.
I don't even know how much healing you'd get from going back there. You don't need to go back there. So, but anyway, whatever. This is the storyline for how long? But then, you know, it's almost, I mean, it's time to light the town teal in a couple months, probably. So
light up Chattanooga teal. I wonder if we ever hear about that again. If we ever hear about PCOS.
The teal? Are you kidding? It's been in there like the past 4 seasons.
Yeah, I know, but now she's got PTSD, so I'm wondering if we will ever hear of it again.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I wonder if they're allowed to talk about the Edwards anymore. Like, I guess we'll see. So fucking fascinating.
Yeah. I would have loved a whole thing about the 16 donuts that went uneaten on the table, but whatever. That's why she's skinny. Because she could just be like, oh, cool, 16 donuts, I'm leaving. Honey.
Hey, listen, I'm trying to tell you about my cruller.
Okay? I'm still thinking about the 16 donuts.
You're not giving me the attention that I need. I got a honey cruller from Tim Hortons, and it was like, it was like cotton candy. It like melted in my fucking mouth. I want one now. My mouth is watering.
Honey, is the glaze on top is honey?
Yeah, they call everything honey dip here, but it's really just glaze.
Like a vanilla.
It's not honey.
Plain no, it's just sugar. Glaze. Okay.
It's glaze. It's sugar glaze, but they call it honey here. Probably because we love our maple syrup and, you know, we want to keep it, you know, to the earth. But I got this cruller.
Yeah, but maple syrup is not honey.
No, it's not, but it's, you know, sappy.
Okay, yeah.
It's not sugar. It's not glaze. It's like honey dip.
Mm.
It was so fucking good, Jody.
I'm going to need you to take pictures next time.
It and it was like, oh, it just melted in my mouth.
You had just one?
It was so fucking good. Yeah, because I don't really like donuts or anything, but now I'm like, fuck.
Oh, like, you really like them now. You like them real good.
I like them now. I like them real nice. All right, Mackenzie. Let's do Mackenzie.
Okay.
Or Cheyenne?
Cheyenne. Let's get Shy out of the way.
Again, producers do not like her. She's a bitch. What a cunt.
I hate her.
But then, did you see R. Kelly...
Oh, the actual R. Kelly. I did just get that alert. Yep.
R. Kelly did just get charged or found guilty for racketeering. Ooh.
He's a piece of shit.
And also sexual assault, I think. Mm. Yeah. So, R. Kelly just posted something about, like, hey, just so you guys know, Cheyenne's, like, a really good sister. And I ended up not moving. And yes, I am pregnant.
I thought you were saying the real R. Kelly for a second. You're talking about M. Night Shyamalan.
No, because you call... Oh, M. Night Shyamalan. Yeah. Yes. Okay. But her she'd name...
It is something like...
R. Kyle Lynn is because of R. Kelly.
Kyle Lindsay. That's right. Shut up.
I think I heard somewhere that she named herself that because of R. Kelly.
Shut up.
I think I heard that either on Feathers or on Trash Talk. And maybe if I did, they were probably kidding and I didn't get the joke.
Well, her son's name is Baz, but it's spelled B-A-A-Z.
Baz.
And then her boyfriend's name is Mezier, but it's spelled M-E-Z-E-I. Oh, no, M-E-Z-I-E. Anyway, M. Night Shyamalan is back, and she's got big news. Not that she wants to be the center of attention all the time, but she's moving to D.C. for Mezier, because that's Baz's dad. All right, bye.
But what about me? What about me and Ryder?
And she goes, I don't like it. I don't get it. I'm going to call Mom. And she's like, Mom, can you come over here? Because M. Night has something to tell you that I'm not going to say it now. Bye. Okay, so then the mom and the stepdad get there. And Cheyenne doesn't want What's-Her-Face to move. But M. Night is like, okay, I'm going. I'm bringing Baz with me. We're going to try to make it work as a family. And then the mom.
Which I'm on her side here, though.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
The rest of you are all together as a family. So what, like, I just have to stick around here and be the other one?
Yeah. And when Cheyenne was like, oh, yeah, you're going off and playing house. And she's like, I'm not playing house. This isn't a game.
This is my life.
And also, what the fuck are you doing,
Cheyenne?
Exactly. You have broken up with Zach 26 times in the past.
Because Cheyenne thinks she is, like, the center, and then everyone else has to be around to assist her and kiss her ass, and her life is the most important. It doesn't even occur to her that, oh, my nephew may want to see his dad. It's so important that Corey's around all the time. God forbid he spend one more extra day in New York that Ryder won't see him. Yeah. But, like, Baz is fine. Okay, so then she says, grandma says, I mean, how are we going to explain this to Ridey Pie? I mean, they've grown up like siblings. And then Cheyenne says, you're just going to move there with Buzz so he can be around Messier and not even think about how it's going to affect us. I mean, can we even talk to him about this, like, as a family? Okay, first of all, you fucking psycho family. This is the weirdest thing ever. That
if someone's... I were Buzz, I'd be like, no, yeah. I'm not moving there. You're coming here. And someone's this will be better for everyone.
Boyfriend or partner has to call into like a board meeting with his girlfriend's family to decide. This is weird. Take, like, a vote? This is like the Plaths or the Duggars. This is the exact same thing. This is so freaking weird. All right, so they have the whole board meeting. And Cheyenne.
Oh, and Cheyenne's like, but Archie, she's like, you're selfish.
Oh, yeah.
And Archie Lynn's like, no, like, you're being like an asshole. Like, I want to be with him. And Cheyenne's like, no, I'm being very reasonable. I said that he can come here. So it's just.
Not about you, Cheyenne. Sucks. You fucking bitch. So during
it's about Corey. That's the thing is, I wish you realized it was about Corey.
Yeah.
Not you. You are nothing. You are just a pawn in the scheme to get Corey on a second show.
So during the board meeting, the guy's just, I mean, he seems fine, but I question him just because he's interested in M. Night Shyamalan because she's the worst, so annoying. And Cheyenne's like, so, I mean, are you going to be thinking about marriage or is this just like go with the flow? You're not even married and you have two baby daddies and two kids. Like, yeah. But this is the weirdest freaking thing ever that she does not see.
And you're settling for Zach because he happened to be there and Corey rejected you for Taylor.
Right. And probably like, oopsies, we're pregnant, so we should probably do this and it'll be good for the show.
Now we're so mature now. We're both so much different. We're totally different people.
Okay, voiceover. I'm glad Messier wants to work on his family, but I'm still worried about how Ryder is going to take it when Boz is taken away. This separation is going to take its toll. When Boz is taken away with his mother to be with his father, that's taken away.
Oh, I guess you'll see him because he's her cousin. You'll see him as much as most people see their cousins, really.
And
a few times a year.
Yeah, and also it's not Boz's job or anyone's job to, like, make sure that Ryder doesn't get sad or miss anyone. You know what? No, we're just going to actually stay here because we don't want Ryder to miss him. So Boz is just not going to have his dad in his life because it's just better. We don't want to upset Ridey Pie. This is so ridiculous. And Zach knows it, too, because when they're talking later, he's like, uh-huh. Oh, so you guys all talk to him. Okay, so
I think Zach's like, yeah, get her out of here.
Oh, he absolutely
She's
did.
Like always up. She's always like here. Yeah. She's always here.
Yeah. And then, yeah, because Cheyenne says something like, we just want him to realize everything that she's giving up here. Like, she's sacrificing a lot here. And Zach's like, yeah, but I think they'll be pretty good there. They're going to make it work, and I think it's just going to be so awesome. Like, how soon is she leaving? Oh, a couple weeks. Okay.
Yeah.
Does she need help packing? Happier. No? Okay. Cool. Yeah, he can't wait. All right, now Mackenzie. Holy shit.
Oh, wait. Let me read Archie Lynn's post, though. I didn't watch this week's episode of Teen Mom OG.
Yeah.
And so stop DMing me about that. I'm clueless as to how they edited it. And honestly, I don't give a fuck. It's a TV show that feeds off drama. And I don't have time for or tolerance for drama in my life.
Oh, sure.
Oh, you don't.
Didn't she throw herself on the floor of a boat when Cheyenne said she was pregnant or got a ring or something? Right. Stupid. Oh, whatever.
I do have a few seconds to address the following, though. Oh, okay. She has a few seconds. Mm-hmm. She's rolling, by the way. But I'm going to make this Instagram post. I do have a few seconds to address the following, though, because I'd rather nip this shit in the bud. To answer many of your questions, yes, I am single and pregnant. And the
She's
boys
pregnant
have
again?
The same father. Yeah, with the same guy.
Oh.
No, I didn't move to D.C., and the reasons have nothing to do with my family. Yes, my family is protective and saw things that I was blind to, T-O-O, at the moment because my focus was on my child and I honestly didn't consider myself in the equation. All right, shut up. No, yes, of course you're considering yourself in the equation.
Yes.
You're into your baby daddy. These fucking people. Okay. In the equation, if them caring about the well plus being of me and Boz is selfish in real life, so be it. We operate out of love, actually like each other, and are tight-knit. I'd like to finish my pregnancy in peace. So if you hit me, so if you hit me with some BS or ask me a question that's truly none of your business, I will gladly block you. I don't know who raised y'all people to be so quick to judge, assume, and think you know it all. Some of you were raised by wolves, and it really shows.
Yeah. Sick burn.
Shut the fuck up. Y'all are so mean, and I haven't done shit to you. Y'all wild. Have a great day and worry about yourselves. I know a lot of y'all don't measure up, as is so a... What? Huh, hang on, let me try this again. I know a lot of y'all don't measure up, as is so address that negative energy and heal within yourself. To everyone sending positive messages, thank you for your kindness, compassion, and humanity. You're appreciated and received well. Oh. XOXO. R. She really showed us. Stop judging.
You know what would be a real easy solution to all this? Don't ride your sister's coattails to be on TV if you don't want people to know about your fucking life.
Don't be on the show.
You obviously agreed for this to be part of the show. You know when they're filming there. So if they're filming and you don't want this, God, she sucks. Bye. Okay, I can't stand her. Okay, Mackenzie. This is another one. Mackenzie needs Mama Jody boot camp on just discipline, following through. Josh needs to, I don't know, get bucked off another horse and knock things back into the correct arrangement.
Yeah, I think that's the only solution.
I mean, this is a disaster. I'm thinking of all these teachers and specialists and everything. I was assuming, stupidly, that she had already followed up with this doctor after they had met. And I know she had talked to Josh about it.
No, the one time is good enough.
Yeah, because he's just such a good kid. He's just such a good kid because he can love on you. And then he could just
But then the next second he's punching you in the face, he's slamming your head
into the
wall.
That teacher, when she picked him up at school and you could hear
the teacher
say...
That was my favorite part. I loved, and I was on the teacher's side. I don't think that teacher was any. She's like, great, because now this is my lunch break.
I only have 15 minutes to eat.
15 minutes, but thank you, that's great. And Mackenzie's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, you don't realize.
Are you?
She's probably been sitting there for 45 minutes waiting, at least.
Watching this
waiting
shitty kid.
For you to show up as you roll in with your camera crew and probably a fresh Starbucks that you ran through the drive-thru.
I was just going to say that.
Yeah, I'm certain of it.
She definitely had a fresh Starbucks.
No, like, you drop everything and you get there for your fucking kid, especially if you have to pick him up because he's hitting people. And she says in the car, she goes, hitting people hurts people's feelings. That's why we don't do that, Bronx, because it hurts people's feelings.
Can we just be nice? Can we just promise to not do
You
that
need
anymore?
To use a firm tone, first of all. You know, hitting people hurts their bodies, not just like, oh, it hurts their feelings. If you're going to
no
act that way.
No one's worried about their feelings when you're getting hit. Yeah.
She needs to stop talking to him like he's a baby, because clearly he understands what he's doing.
And here's a thing. Gannon went through this already the past couple seasons with being shitty, but then in this episode, there's this weird kind of moment where they send
The other two
Bronx
kids out.
And Jaxie away, and then Gannon's just like catatonically playing video games. I'm like, well, I guess that's one solution.
Yeah.
Now he's just migrated over to not being crazy, but just being addicted to video games.
Then Bronx unbuckles himself, and she pretends to be shocked as if he's never done that before.
Do that.
Bullshit.
And she's not pulling over. She just continues to drive. No, that's an immediate pullover.
Oh, yeah. I would put some sort of lock or something on that seatbelt. You would have to. Yeah. That's not the first time he's done that.
You just zip tie him into the seat.
All right. So then, thank God, her friend is coming because she doesn't know how to deal with Bronx behavior, which I'm so glad my friend is visiting. Oh, yeah. She's definitely the first person that you need to go consult about your kid's issues.
Well, you know how Josh doesn't really like to talk or show emotion or, you know, communicate? I mean, I don't want to bother Josh with this. He thinks it's fine. Josh is like, he's fine. He'll grow it. What?
No.
This kid is hitting and
I mean, Mackenzie was
daily.
Right. These people are with kids all day long. And if it is standing out as different to them, we maybe need to listen to them. But she doesn't have a backbone with him for, I mean, no one knows why. That's why we're at where we're at.
Oh my God. Justine sent me a video on TikTok of Mackenzie. Oh God, it's so cringy. Of Mackenzie and Josh, like, in bed.
Oh, she sent it to me, too.
Yeah, where it's like Jet or Gannon.
I didn't even know Bronx was recording us, and there's a flashlight on, and it's like flashing, like, go.
Yeah.
And they're pretending.
And it's her and Josh being like all cutesy with each other.
Like, let's do that thing on TikTok where, like, we use our intuition to clap at the same time. And then he claps. She's like, Josh, oh my God. You, like, don't get it. And she's looking at Bronx, like, so keep recording. Oh my God.
So bad. Annoying. Anyway, so she meets with her friend, and she tells her friend that Bronx slaps his teacher's butts and calls them butt crack hoes.
I mean, you can't say that at school. You can't say that, period.
You cannot put your hands on anyone, let alone an adult.
Yeah, teacher? And then to, fucking shit.
I guarantee, I mean, obviously he's heard crack hoes and butt crack hoes, and it got a laugh at home, which is why he's saying it there.
You know, yeah. You know where the real story is put a fucking camera on that teacher when she goes home or when she goes out for drinks with her friends later.
Oh, drinks? Like, teacher's lounge.
Piece of shit, kids. Well, but I would love to see her a little loosened up where she just really lets it fucking fly, where she lets the expletives fly. Mm. Like, I hate that kid. I actually hate that kid. And she does. She definitely hates that kid.
I hate that kid. Oh, yeah.
15 minutes to 8. I hate that kid, too. I'm on the teacher's side, obviously.
Hey, I've been there.
But it's also not really his fault. It's Mackenzie and mostly Josh's fault. Well, it's equally.
It is. Some of that is biological. I do think some of that's biological, but there are a lot of different things, and every day they wait, it's going to get exponentially worse. Mm-hmm. All right, so she's like, the therapist told me that his mom ran from his dad, and I never asked the kids how they felt about that. But the therapist said that kids will show you how they feel. They're not going to tell you. Okay, first of all, you didn't run from their dad. You moved for a job, and he then chose later to follow you. And, he was acting up probably long before they ever moved.
And now Grandpa is laying all the guilt trips onto all of you.
Yeah. All right. So she's gets another call from school. Surprise, surprise. And now she's afraid that they're going to expel him. So they're sitting there. And this is when Bronx hits her in the face. And her first reaction is, Josh, Bronx hit me like hard. Okay, no. Bronx is sitting in front of you. So first of all, you address him. It's not, like, up to Josh to discipline him. You're there as well.
And Josh won't... Josh doesn't...
What is she saying? She says later,
like, Josh is really the one that steps
up. No, he doesn't.
He's excusing... He's excusing the
Or what he does that we're not seeing, that they don't want us to see, is that he probably smacks him on the butt.
He probably hits him.
Yeah. I wonder where Bronx gets it, right? God, I just don't understand how he could be a lover one second, hit people the next. I don't get it. So now she's sitting down at the table with Josh, and she's like, I just don't want you to do, because I was on a call with like 6 different people at the school, including an anger specialist. I mean, I just don't know what to do. And he's like, he's 4. He'll grow out of it. Okay, no, he's not. You fucking dumbass. Let me see your degree. These are like the anti-vaxxers. Sorry, but like, where's your degree in child development that you know for a fact, Josh, that he's going to outgrow it? Okay. And what would a school have to gain out of having 6 people taking time of their schedule to dedicate trying to help your kid? Like, they're just getting, like, shits and giggles for doing this? No, of course not. They're just picking on Bronx now. Now, what Mackenzie says here, I don't understand, because she's like, should I just pull him out of school? Like, I don't want them thinking... Like, oh, why doesn't this crazy mom just get him therapy? Should I just, like, pull him out of school? Was she thinking, like, he just doesn't need to go, or I'll homeschool him so he doesn't keep getting sent home?
I think she would homeschool him or something. She's like, I'm getting really annoyed with hearing them call me and having to pick him up every day.
Well, it's going
to
get real annoying when he's in jail or juvie in a couple years and you have to come get him out. Because it's seriously exactly where this is going. I had 2 students, probably one especially, that legitimately it would not have surprised me. Like, I was ready for them to lay hands.
They were a serial killer. Yeah.
Yeah. for sure. And they were not as extreme at this age, so I can't even imagine what he's going to be like if they don't get him help. So thankfully, they have another consult with Dr. Sheets. And Josh tells her, like, I just think he's a normal little boy. He's just going to outgrow it. But Mackenzie isn't sure because they don't have consistent discipline. Now, this doctor, I want to give her the benefit of the doubt and just say she doesn't want to go into specifics because of HIPAA. He is a little kid. She doesn't want to lay it all out there. Yeah. So she's just saying, oh, he's acting out because his coping system is overwhelmed. And yeah, he just went through a move and his grandma dying. And, you know, maybe she's just keeping it kind of more on Josh and Mackenzie so that she's not like bashing a kid's stuff. But, I mean, good thing Mackenzie is super excited about it.
I agree.
She does fully yawn. Yeah. She
That sounds great.
She's
awesome.
I don't understand this. I mean, you can hold back a yawn or, like, just kind of, like, cover your mouth and turn your head and be like, oh, excuse me.
You would think.
But just to, like,
acknowledge it.
I don't get it. All right.
Now I have to yawn. All right. You're making me yawn now.
DeBella DeBall, Amber, no Gary at all. We got a little Christina for you are legitimately yawning.
No, I am. But did you hear how you didn't hear
exactly.
it?
Exactly. You heard You heard silence. I bet you thought she was going to poot just like Mary Cosby, but she didn't.
I have to. Everyone, say silence. I have to poot. Sorry. If anyone wants to know what that joke is, check out Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
That's right.
Tier two.
We love to hate
TV.
All those links are in the show notes. All right, Amber. I hate that there's a strain with Leah right now, but I'm taking the time to better myself. I looked into following a dream I've had for a long time. Flashback to Amber getting her GED and that lady who didn't give a fuck. Remember when she was pretending to cry? And she's like,
I remember? This is where she brought Leah, and she just plopped Leah in the middle of the conference table, and the woman's eyes are just like
horrified. She was horrified.
Like, oh my god, yeah.
Okay, and then we also get a flashback to last season when Amber's talking to, I want to say maybe it was like a haute couture clothing line that she was relaunching, remember?
Remember when she talked to the girl from The Circle, too, about, like, fashion?
Oh, yep.
There's one episode where they did that. She has a lot of Zoom calls.
She's talking to a lady on the phone last season. She's like, when you hear GED, you don't think of yourself as an entrepreneur. Yeah, what happened to that dream that you had for a long time? All right, so now Amber wants to go into neurological psychology. I'll probably try to go for a master's or a doctorate. So, all right, so she calls up Purdue University Global. We're going to circle back to that in a moment.
Do you think that if I, like, you know, I'm looking for a psychologist or a therapist, I feel like I should be able to check out that person's background and find out if they've ever gone after their kid with a hatchet or been arrested and gone to jail for domestic abuse.
Abused anyone on tape for global distribution.
Seems like I would... This isn't the best candidate for this type of stuff. Not that I think that it's impossible, but I think if I would almost love to have somebody who did go through everything...
Amber, I'm so glad you called. Is there a specific reason you're interested in that career path? Just getting fueled.
Yeah, I was actually diagnosed with different types of mental illnesses in the last 10 years. I've been going to therapist and a psychologist or psychiatrist. So I just feel like this is like the next step to put it together with an education like this. I just think it's just like would be a really powerful thing to help people out, honestly.
Yeah, that's awesome. You have to apply and also submit transcripts. We accept high school or GEDs.
Oh, I have a GED, actually.
Oh, if you're looking to start sooner than later, we do have a spring session. The deadline is December 1st. Okay, pause right here. You can see my notes that I wrote. Welp, you can stop right there. Amber's not so great with deadlines, things like calendars, beginning and start dates. No.
unless this is December 2nd, exactly a year before December 1st, then this ain't happening.
Yeah. Okay, so now this producer, Townsend, who we've seen before, but you might not have recognized her because she is Dorothy cosplay. Dorothy from the Wizard of Oz cosplay. Mm-hmm. She's got on like the checkered shirt, the gingham shirt, the red bandana. And she's like, dude. And she was like, we accept high school transcripts. We accept GET. Like, and she said GET. She didn't say D.
So, like, did you hear that, Amber?
She's like, dude. Well, yeah.
Why is anyone surprised, though? That's why you get a GED. Right. Of course they accept
that
a GED.
That is, like, the only...
Otherwise, GEDs wouldn't be a thing.
That is the only prerequisite to get into any colleges. You have to have graduated from somewhere or gotten a GED.
A GED or a high school transcript. They're equal.
Yeah, this isn't, like, a COVID thing.
Why are you acting surprised?
I don't know. Okay.
I'm glad I admitted my college application. I mean, that's the other thing. It's like, Amber calls, which I'm like, I'm sure all of this information that this woman just told her is on the homepage.
Oh, it is. I checked.
Of Purdue School.
I'll check into it. Yeah, I'll tell you in a minute.
I'm glad I admitted my college application, but now I have to wait to see if I get accepted. Of course you're going to get accepted because you can pay for it.
Yeah.
It's not it's not an audition process.
She admitted
right?
an application, and she's already celebrating. Which for Amber is a big
Amber
thing.
From
she
Teen
finished
Mom.
A form.
Amber from Teen Mom, who makes 500 grand a year, is, of course you're going to get in. You're worried. So until then, I'm taking pride in small victories. Like knowing I'm setting a good example for my kids.
And then she does this
you
smug
chase after
smile.
James with a hatchet.
She sits back and she nods her head and she smiles where she closes her eyes and she goes, setting a good example for
but
kids.
I love, yeah, I mean, the shadiness.
Oh.
The shade of it all with this next, the way they juxtapose
uh-huh.
with Christina being like, I'm already in school and I'm already graduated. Right, Leah? And Leah's like, totally, you'd be a great nurse. Yeah. And Amber at this point has submitted an application for two courses a week.
And Christina is raising two children. At the same time, in the same
room.
Three
children. She has another
kid. Oh, that's right. The other one. You're right. Three kids. And she's in nursing school. An actual school, by the way. I'll fill you in on this Purdue University Global, in quotes. Yeah, and Christina's like, and both my parents had died. And I've raised three children. Yeah. And I'm married. And I'm still doing it. And I'm going. And how I bring this back to you is that I want you to know you can do anything. What are your plans? Like, it's turning it back on Leah to make it about Leah.
Also, like, this is such a condescending conversation. I'd be so annoyed if an adult talked to me like this, but Leah seems fine with it. Christina always seems like she's on the verge of tears, too. She's like, you know, I lost my parents. And I mean, she's like Mary Cosby. Yeah. She's like, I mean, what did I tell you? No one can take, and the one thing no one can take from you is, and Leah's like, your education. If Amber tried to talk to Leah like this, Leah would be like,
you already told me.
Or she wouldn't respond. Yeah, I know mom things. This is just so fun. And you know that this scene didn't even happen within the same 2 months as Amber applying, but just MTV's like, let's pop in that Christina actually in a real school and heading toward an actual goal. Like with Amber, she's just kind of getting a general degree.
She pulled something up online and made a phone call.
Yeah. Whereas Christina is wearing scrubs, she is in nursing school, and when she gets out of this, she will ultimately have a nursing job.
Yep.
Not that anyone who does online school for psychology
Purdue,
is not as good as Christina.
Bitches.
Shimmy, shimmy, shimmy. No. No. You can't. You can't. All right. So,
ring,
Amber.
Ring. Hello.
All right, go ahead.
Hello.
Hey, Mama.
Hi there, sweeties.
What are you doing?
My, you look pretty today.
Oh, thank you. You look pretty too, Mommy.
Oh, thank you. So, what's going on?
I looked at classes at a little school called Purdue. They have a lot of programs? Yeah, I think. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm moving toward Purdue. Please, you're not looking at anything.
Like she's debating between a couple
you
places.
You made that phone call. That was like the biggest thing you've done all year is make that phone call. So I'm like kind of signed up already. So I'm just like waiting for like to get the acceptance.
Oh, that's for psychology, right?
Yeah, science and psychology. Science.
I guarantee she saw...
Just waiting on
she
them.
Saw, like, bachelors yeah. of science in psychology, so she thinks it's, like, 2 degrees.
She's like, I'm, like, a scientist.
Yeah, obviously.
Like, I'm an astronaut now. Just waiting on them. They'll pretty much tell me yay or nay. Like, they'll let me know.
That's something you always wanted to do. So, I mean, hopefully you can get in.
Amber is using this as a substitution for actually getting her own therapy.
Yeah. Well, like you said, she's a scientist. She doesn't have time for that stuff. She knows as much as the therapist do.
She goes, yeah, you know, I'll be 34, so I'll still feel like I have, like, a lot more time. Like, if I wanted to do more, I can get a doctorate in psychiatry. Well, I cannot read that word.
She's jumping from, I called an online university, which I'll tell you in a moment, is not affiliated with Purdue University.
I spoke to a woman in, like, Texas.
Who gets commission on getting people to apply.
Yeah.
She's already jumped to doctorate in psychiatry.
I'll be 34, so I'll still feel like I have a lot of time. And, yeah, I want to do more, so I'll get a doctorate of psychiatry.
And then she, like, laughs, like, I can't believe I'm doing this.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You've been through tougher shit than this, though.
Yeah, I know, I can definitely,
right? Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
Okay.
So now Amber's on the couch, and it's been a few weeks since I applied to college, and admissions is setting out their decision today. Oh, God, this scene is cringe.
Okay.
Best McGee.
Lorraine, who is, like, I mean, she's, I think she's laying down some tracks in Amber's, I don't know. I was going to try to make, like, a Tyler joke here, but I'm just going to say I think Lorraine has a huge freaking crush on Amber.
I don't know, though, because they keep switching back and forth between her and then the other bitch. I think everyone's like, I'm going part-time on Amber.
Oh, I think...
Everyone's a part-time Amber producer.
I agree with you. I think Townsend and the other ones, or Kirthy, they don't want to be with her. And I think they hired Lorraine on because she's the only one who's like, I will. Like, she's super into Amber.
You wrote producer airbrushed okay. wolf she's wearing, shirt, flowered hoodie.
She's wearing, yeah, airbrushed wolf, like, you know, that's the in thing to be ugly now. A flowered hoodie and then a houndstooth mask. Like, nothing matches at all. It's not as if
Very Mary Cosby.
Yeah, but like...
Mary Cosby's hat, her pimp hat and yes, the talking head.
I just hate this. Like, your job is actually to be on camera right now. Could you at least just pull something right. together?
Also... So Amber's getting her decision letter, but I want to know if you noticed this nuance. So she goes, oh my God, I'm getting it. I'm clicking on it right now. So then she goes, it says, congratulations. Woo! Although, but I looked up and the subject line is, congratulations admission to the college. So she already knew by the subject line.
Let me just pull it up. Okay.
Oh, wait. Let me see. Congratulations. You've been enrolled in Purdue University Global. As your admission advisor, I'm thrilled that you'll be joining us. Yeah.
She wait till you meet actually her. Thinks this person personally wrote this yes. up just for her.
It's like, oh, Amber, Portman. Yeah. Also, when Amber calls earlier to the woman, she goes, hi, my name is Amber Portman. No one cares. No. You don't need to even give her your name. Say, hi, I'm interested
like, did
in
you
your
see
program.
The forms online? You just fill that out and send it. Don't call again.
Yeah, you click on, I mean, it's all very easily navigatable. Right. You've been enrolled in Purdue University. As your admission advisor, I'm thrilled that you'll be joining us. It won't be long until you start achieving your education goals. I'll be reaching out to you for class registrations in the near future. Bitches! West Side hands.
Uh-huh. Oh, don't worry. That's on the cover for this episode. It's gonna be amazing.
And that says Purdue University. She's like shoving it in all the watcher, like all of our faces. We're like, yeah, we've all went to college. We all have jobs, and cool. You know, even if we didn't go to college, we have jobs and support ourselves, and you know, didn't chase after our kids with hatchets.
Right.
So, ooh, you really didn't. Weren't you like, duh, fuck, I shouldn't have made fun of Amber so long.
Yeah, she showed us, man.
She showed us that her phone. That says Purdue University.
But it doesn't. I'll tell you in a second. How many classes do you think you're going to start off with?
Okay, Okay, so this is what I'll be doing through the... This is so funny. Okay, so it looks like this is what I'll be doing in the process.
Oh, so two classes to start.
Two classes.
She had no idea what she was looking at.
To start.
So this producer had to come COVID. Over and was like...
Yeah.
Okay.
So two classes. So this is not even part-time, really. This is barely part-time.
Two classes to start.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, okay,
yeah,
so yeah, yeah, yeah. So one psychology and one pretty much English.
Yeah. The school's like, let's throw her in a preliminary English class. Absolutely. So she can learn how to pronounce the word jail.
Hell yeah, the school. Yes.
Oh,
and they high five.
They
high five.
Yeah, they high five. And then Amber like shakes her tits and she's like, I got a little cleavage. Fuck it. School. Woo. Okay. And she shakes her tits and she's like, can I do that? Can I?
Hell yeah, you can.
Shimmy, shimmy. Amber's so crazy. She's such a good time gal.
Shimmy, shimmy. Okay, you guys.
You suck.
Do yourself a favor. I'm just going to give you the highlights here because, of course, I'm curious. How the fuck did Amber get into Purdue? Okay, well, Purdue University...
Here's the answer. Here's the answer.
...absolutely not the same thing as Purdue University Global.
Right.
Purdue University Global used to be something called Kaplan University that had to go out of business.
Oh, I've seen lots of, like, ads online.
Well, you probably
like
used
University
to.
Of Phoenix.
Well, you used to. Yeah. What happened was that then they had to go out of business, or they were, like, rebranded because they were a for-profit university, and then... That was like an illegal thing that you like can't do that sort of thing. Right. And there's like a whole thing where it uses Purdue's name, but it is no Purdue University staff. And actually there were like lawmakers. Actually, I want to say like Dick Durbin from my state and Sherrod Brown from New Jersey.
So
anyway, they were saying it's deceptive because it sounds like it's part of Purdue University, but it's not. For the next 30 years, Purdue University Global has to use all the same staff as Kaplan University had. That is for profit.
Okay. So, like, what's Purdue getting out of this? Are they just making
Nothing.
Kind of a residual
Nothing.
Off of just their name?
Nothing.
Well, then why did they agree to this?
Okay, hold on. Let me go back up to the top because it was, it's like technically part of the Purdue University system, but it's all online. There's like a whole different thing of it. Maybe they got like a payoff or something, but it is like absolutely
I feel like they're getting some kind of a kickback for just the
following
name.
Several years of significant enrollment decline, Graham Holdings Company sold Kaplan University for $1 in March 2018 to Purdue University System, who rebranded the institution as Purdue University Global. Purdue agreed to employ Kaplan as the exclusive provider of non-applicant... Right. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, whatever. They received maybe 12.5% of the university's revenue.
Okay, well, that's good, yeah.
Okay, so there's... Go and look into all that. There's tons and tons of stuff. What's very interesting about this is, okay, I just scroll through, put Purdue University Global Wiki. Okay, all the corporate sponsorships or partnerships are, surprise, surprise, Papa John's, Walmart, you know. You guys know what I'm saying. Okay.
Remember when Papa John made a statement saying, I'm going to eat 300 Domino's pizzas this month?
Oh.
Remember that? I think it should be just a Doughboys reference.
Okay.
But Papa John, he's a huge piece of shit, and they, like, fired him, right?
Yeah, because he killed, like, wild animals, like wild game.
No, that's Jersey... No, it's not Jersey Mike's. It's, like...
Oh, okay.
It's a sub thing. But... Papa John's is a huge piece of shit. I'm sure he is a big game.
Isn't that so weird that, like, white guys who make a lot of money, who are CEOs of these very public companies, are just a bunch of jerks?
Love to kill innocent animals?
Who would have guessed?
Yeah, you know, he came out with some statement, like, right after he got fired, and he was like, I'm gonna eat 30 pizzas this month. And he just came, and everyone's like, what?
Cool.
Why? And why?
Cool story, what? Bro.
Yeah.
All right.
Papa John's.
You're gonna like this one.
All right, cool.
Student outcomes. According to blah, 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 Purdue University Global has a 33% graduation rate, Median salary after attending ranges from $21,000 to $74,000. To $74,000 if you have, if that's a bachelor's with nursing. And then it, there's like a lot of information about it, that there are like people lapsing and defaulting on their student loans that they've taken out to go here. It's like really bad. Okay. In 2020, Purdue Global ranked 388th out of 388 schools in the list of national universities.
No, Jody. I'm
not making it up.
No. Okay, so all that said, what's the over-under on Amber actually completing a semester?
I was going to say a class.
Or maybe she has. Maybe it's been a while. Maybe she has.
If she can pay someone to help her. She's not taking these classes on her own.
She posts stuff every so often.
Stop it.
Where she's like, so great moving forward, upward and onward.
I mean, listen, I actually hope she does earn a degree from this place. Maybe she'll be one of the 33%. That actually graduate.
I'd rather her get real therapy and, like, she's after her kid with the...
And I don't think Amber is the type that's self-motivated enough to finish a degree online. Now, listen, I did my...
Jody, don't say that about
Amber. I did my master's all online through University of Illinois. That was not University of Illinois Global or whatever. I did mine all online, but I did it kind of, like, with a cohort of a couple other teachers. Like, you do need to have... some support when it's a rigorous curriculum. And I just don't see Amber as having that support system, except maybe Lorraine.
Okay, so I have something here. I'm looking at her Instagram. It says, there's a picture of a notebook with, I think, three exact lines of notes. It says, class, science and psychology and applied behavioral something. And then a closed book that says notes. And then that's it. And then two pink pens and then a black pen over the notes thing. She needs three pens. And she goes, lots and lots of notes after only a couple of days of classes. Working hard and hoping for the best. So far, so good. Hashtag university life.
Stop it. How dare you. The sad part about this is that these are the kind of schools that prey on people like Amber who think, I'm getting a degree from Purdue. Who are telling people, I go to Purdue. No, you don't. And, and then it was saying a lot of the teachers at actual, like, Purdue University schools and some of their satellite locations were really upset because they were like, we are legitimate professors and teachers and doctorates, and all of these people that are teaching these classes at this global thing, like, now it's kind of devaluing their own careers, if that makes any sense. And I mean, that's Purdue's fault if they did it for 12.5% of whatever the hell they're getting from people. Oh, God.
I'm trying to find something else.
Notes. I mean, her notes said, college? Psychology, science.
It says notes.
Notes.
Yeah, psychology. Yeah. Well, she wrote on it. Class, just so I remember, this is the class. Here's another one. Her sitting next to a notebook, like her hands on a notebook, and it says, happy and productive Monday to everyone. Work hard for what you want and never lose sight of your goals. Hashtag Monday vibes. Hashtag good vibes. Hashtag beautiful souls. Then she goes on talking about keto and different filters that she likes for a while.
No university Day, life on that one,
picture of corn. Picture of corn. Mm. Good morning, beautiful souls. Garden, her plants. What are your weekend plans? Hashtag Friday. Hashtag weekend.
Do you think she's attending any homecoming games or anything? Hashtag university life.
We're getting lots of homework for my new term. So it looks like she did start a new term. Good morning, loves. Time for Starbucks. And lots of homework for my new term. Fingers crossed. Sending love.
So she's cosplaying university life. She's cosplaying college.
Here's another fun one. There's a picture of boobs and mommy handprints posted up on the fridge with a magnet that says Purdue University Global. That's the only reason she posted that. Not because of the fucking kid. Look at this magnet!
She's taking these classes for the magnet, for the notebook. You know when you would take notes in college and at the top of your notes you would just write notes? And then you have to label your notes. Oh, Amber.
I mean, I'm pretty much, like, that's pretty much it. Then she goes to the Airbnb, so here's her Airbnb life.
Listen, she needs a long weekend. She's been studying all week, Amanda.
She posted that she likes Sargento balanced breaks.
University life, am I right? You always, like, get snacks when you're up studying late.
I'm so busy, I forget to eat. Okay, this was so relaxing after my nighttime seminars back-to-back until 11 p.m.
Seminars.
Nice little meditation glow.
Seminars.
Hashtag truly blessed. Hashtag life at Purdue. At life at Purdue.
Wait, I wanna search that hashtag in Instagram and see what other people's life at Purdue looks like.
Here's the next one. She bought a Purdue University baby thing.
She doesn't know. Like, baby thing.
God. And she goes, I bought a couple of things for the kiddos. The shirt is way smaller than the picture, just so you know. Hashtag life at Purdue. Hashtag Purdue Global.
She doesn't.
So really, it's not, look it, I bought my kids something because I love them. It's just, look, I go to Purdue.
This is, like, really sad, because if you search the hashtag, it's all these people on campus. They're graduating with their degrees or in the quad. Oh, Amber. Like, she doesn't know going to Purdue for graduation.
The last two posts are about Purdue. This was on August 12th, and it's, I am very grateful to be with such an amazing school, life at Purdue, Purdue Global. Without the help of your online university program, I would never be able to be in the position of bettering my life. COVID had knocked many dreams down. However, I and so many other strong people found a way to keep going. I would be just as proud going to any school to further my education in life. That's weird. Sending love, everyone, and let us lift each other up today in society.
Oh, God.
Okay. And then her last post is, ready to get some last-minute work finished. Hands, coffee emoji, hashtag get stuff done, hashtag student life. And that's her last post.
Oh, jeez. I mean... Like, and now I'm kind of feeling bad, because I'm like, if people are doing Purdue University Global and they get their degree, it's not as if they're working any less hard at all. But the fact that Amber
thinks we're saying
is
that.
Selling
we're
this
Amber.
As Amber yes. thinks she's going to
it's
Purdue.
It's as if she's in an MLM.
Yes.
But with college.
Yeah.
Anyway, I need to wrap this up, because I'm like... Whew. I'm, like, so fucking tired. I have to wake up at 6 tomorrow for my job.
You're going to love
hashtag
it with all the
puppies. Job. Hashtag puppies. Hashtag puppy life. Hashtag
you need a hashtag, like, hashtag entrepreneur life.
Hashtag business bitch. Hashtag,
hashtag boss babe
bitch.
Life.
Yeah.
We need to start doing that with our Instagrams and Twitter stuff. Just hashtag life at Purdue.
All right,
check out the show notes if you're still listening for all our links for Total Request Podcast. And We Love to Hate TV. We got Bachelor in Paradise, Real Housewives of Salt Lake City on TR Pod. We are going to be watching Sugar Rush and an episode of My Cat from Hell. And check us out on...
And let's give a fun spoiler for next week, because I've already assigned Jody something, but she just guessed it because our brains are the same.
Our algorithms are the same in our brain.
I was like, just so you know, I picked something for next week for you. And Jody's like, what is it? And I was like, I just want you to know, like, you're definitely going to be excited, because it's just, like, a really great... I think I said,
obscure, deep cut.
Yeah, it was like, it's like a deep cut, but it's like a Hallmark Lifetime movie. And Jody goes, oh, Face on the Milk Carton.
I just put Milk Carton.
I was like, yeah. Milk Carton. I was like, yeah.
I've never stopped thinking about Milk Carton every day of my life.
So we're doing Face on the Milk Carton next week.
Okay, so check that out in Instagram and Twitter. Links are in the show notes. At We Love to Hate Pod at Love to Hate Pod.
Yeah. Hashtag beautiful souls. Hashtag Purdue life. Hashtag university life. Mm-hmm. Hashtag coffee. Hashtag morning boss bitch.
Hashtag podcaster life.
Oh, God.
Yeah. That'd be like, real depressing.
All right.
Bye.
All right. Bye.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend. Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt, so throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.